chance that I would have been a comedian.
Fortunately for the world of comedy, Jack Benny's serious love affair with the violin came after he was firmly established as one of radio and then television's best-loved comedians. Benny had started in vaudeville, tried musicals, even movies, before the big break came with a guest appearance on radio in 1931, when he said, "This is Jack Benny. Now there will be a pause for everyone to say, who cares?" Well, a lot of people did, for he soon had his own show, and by 1935 was the nation's top-rated radio comedian. Benny developed the other members of his show into personalities in their own right. Rochester, his long-suffering valet, who frequently was much smarter than his boss. Benny's own wife, Mary Livingston, who turned into a talented comedian on the show. The naive character created for Dennis Day, who, according to script, not only sang on the program, but mowed Benny's lawn as well. He got laughs from exploiting his announcer Don Wilson and his waistline and bandleader Phil Harris as a heavy drinker. Benny himself had first tried the character of a drunk, then a compulsive girl chaser, but none worked until he hit upon the stingiest man in the world. It has to be comedy's longest running gag.
Cheer up, Jack. When you retire, you can tune in on my new show.
New show?
People don't want entertainment today. A radio show has to give away things. Nylons, iceboxes, automobiles.
You mean to stay on the air, you have to give things away?
Yes. I'll die first.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up.
I said this is a stick-up. Now, come on. Your money or your life.
Look, bud. I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Contrary to my very stingy character, which is done to get laughs, I am very charitable. I do give away a lot of money, and I give it for all kinds of causes and all kinds of organizations, and I think now more than ever, because it has to be done. So I find places to put a lot of the money that I make. And I don't want people to think that I just take money and I hoard it like Scrooge or something like that, because I don't, you know. The more money I can make, the more I'm in a position to give away, you know. I'm not trying to spoil my image. Don't get this. I want people to think I'm stingy, otherwise it's not funny.
In 1952, Jack Benny appeared on television for the first time in a regular series, bringing with him his radio cast, and it was a successful transition. The visual Benny could be most effective, like with his longtime friend, George Burns. Burns was once quoted as saying of Benny, "The way he walks, you could put a dress on him and take him anywhere." And that's just what he did in his Las Vegas nightclub act. Some of the others who were big in radio at the same time as Benny are now forgotten, except by the most avid radio buff. Until recently, Benny seemed to go on and on. His name as familiar as today's top television stars, like Red Fox and Johnny Carson. While his later appearances were largely confined to the so-called Jack Benny farewell specials, he was, at 80 years of age, still working, still making people laugh.
I remember a few years ago when I was frightened, I thought, geez, I'm getting older. Maybe I can't be funny anymore. And I find that each year, as the years go along, I find it easier to make people laugh. Now, this should have something to do with the fact that I think no matter how old you get, and I don't consider myself an old man, or at least I don't feel old, let me put it that way. But as you go on in years, You must learn more. I don't care how old you are. If you're in the business of comedy, as you keep working and thinking and trying to improve, you should be, if you are a comedian, you should be funnier as you get older.